This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. For the last couple of weeks, we have been on a mission to find the best mom ever. The Bay Area's best mom. So a lot of people made submissions. Thanks for all the great moms who got nominated. Mm-hmm. A best friend nominated a mother.
Oh.
Which I think is really sweet. Here's the submission. This was our winning submission. My BFF, and then it says the name. I'll hold it for a second. Is a mom of three. Takes care of her grandmother and all around her. She's always been a rock in the storm of life. She deserves a getaway to celebrate her. She's a longtime listener, enjoys S&V. Our winner is Marie. Do we have Marie on the line?
I'm going to give her a call right now.
Oh, all right. Okay. So it'll be Marie at
97.3. Oh, nice.
On Sunday.
I like Marie.
Make sure that she's cool to be on the air. Okay. Actually, she said she was.
Yeah.
That's my wife's middle name.
Oh, Marie, really?
Marie.
Christina Marie?
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Maintenance, this is Marie.
Hi, Marie. How are you?
Hi.
Marie?
Oh, my God.
Is it you?
Yes.
We need some maintenance. We're gonna need a complete overhaul over here.
I've got all the people you'll need.
Marie, congratulations. You are the Bay Area's best mom ever.
I never win anything.
Oh, so wow. Marie knew she was nominated. This isn't the first you're hearing of it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, good. That okay, is, good. All right.
My friend did tell me she sent it in.
That's
okay, good.
Sweet. That had to mean a lot to you. Just there. You're winning just when your best friend says, you know what? You're the best mom ever as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
We have been friends since my sophomore year of high school. That's when I first met her.
Oh.
I mean, it's... Yeah, and she's been there as I've raised, you know, as we've raised the boys. So I have three boys.
Oh, boy. Mm. You went for that third one, huh? Let's try and get a girl this time. Nope.
Actually, Sarah, you were pregnant with your oldest, and I was pregnant with my youngest at the same time. So we kind of went through our pregnancies together.
It happens.
That's how I know how old your kids are.
Yeah, you were old hat at having kids at that point, if that was your youngest, right? So it sounds like you did a good job with the boys because your best friend, Jen, did the submission for you. So guess what? You've won. Well, they probably already told you. So here we go. You got to listen all day on Mother's Day because it's Marie at 97.3. So that'll...
Oh, absolutely.
You got to keep us on. Boom us through all the speakers.
Oh, my gosh.
Then you get to go for two nights at the Claremont Club and Spa. Now, have you been before?
Only as an Uber driver when I was dropping people off, and that was it. I did not go inside.
It's so swanky.
It is nice.
You're
going to
love it. Oh, my God. So they're going to set you up two nights there. You get a $100 dining credit plus a spa gift, which I don't know. You know, you get maybe a massage or something, which would be great. The Claremont will take care of you. We love that. That's a Fairmont property, so we love the Fairmont. Who will you take? Will you take your husband or will you take Jen? Did Jen set herself up for a nice prize here?
I'm assuming my husband, but I do have a backup plan if for some reason
there you go.
He's not able to go. I have my tribe of women, my sisters. So yeah, I'm surprised. I'm shocked. I can't begin to tell you how much I never win anything. So this is...
You have to have Jen enter contests for you from now on. You'll probably be winning things all over, you know? She put it really well.
I appreciate her so much, though. I hope she's listening to this right now. She really is. She should be everybody's BFF. Mm. She is the most caring individual. So, yeah, everybody needs a Jen.
That's sweet. I love that. It's like the friend sweet. Love. And since you were a sophomore in high school, so, you know. Mm-hmm. That's,
yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Most of your life. Well, Marie, congratulations. Everybody is excited to hear Marie at 97.3 on Sunday. This year's best mom ever.
Right on, Marie. Thank
it's
you.
Marie. Thank you. Marie from Alameda, Marie. Everybody.
All right. Thank you so
much. Oh, Alameda.
From Alameda. That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Fabulous.
And happy Mother's Day to you. Happy Mother's Day to everybody at the station.
Thank
she's
you.
So sweet. That's
happy
so
Mother's
nice.
Day to you, Marie.
You're a caring, loving Thank person, you. Marie. Continue the tradition.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're welcome. Okay. Thank you. Alice's Best Mom Ever brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank, full service community banking, no compromises. They got people like Marie holding them up on high. The best moms ever. There you go. Marie at 97.3 all day long on Sunday. Very exciting.
I like it.
Yeah, she what a sweet lady too. Like she's excited.
Super sweet.
I like how the phone call started out. Maintenance.
I know.
Maintenance is
Marie. Perfect setup.
You know what's so funny? Because I guess I can't hear anybody talking on phones. I thought she said maintenance is Maureen. I almost said, is Marie there?
You did pause. I looked at your face and I was like,
I'm just gonna go with Marie. It's written down here, and turns out it was in fact Marie. Mm. All right. Oh, boy. There's a lot going on at Vinny's house.
I've asked you a couple times. I'm still working.
The whole family's there just trying to be quiet.
My whole family surprised me, everyone. If you were with us a bit and you heard the door knock, that was my family. They're here with
did
the
they
dog,
wanna be,
too.
Did they want to be here for the meeting later?
I assume they're going to go find something to do while we sit and discuss whatever that meeting's about.
Important
I don't know.
Important stuff.
But, yeah. Anyway, the number to text us is 800-400-3697. And we do have a few of those before we're done today. Here's a couple. 510 says, just want to say happy birthday to myself. I'm 51 years young. Loyal listener from the beginning. You guys are great. Trent.
Happy birthday, Trent.
Right on.
Shots. There you go. Happy birthday.
I got pulled over when living in Tahoe after running a stop sign. I started crying and telling the officer I was sorry that I didn't see it. I went on to say how my roommates were moving out and I could not afford to live on my own and I did not know what to do. Not only did he let me go, but he said he may know someone who might need somewhere to live. I can't remember if he took my phone number or I took his, but I remember thinking, wait, what just happened?
Oh.
I got out of the ticket and a possible new roommate.
Well.
Doesn't sound like it worked out.
No, it doesn't. I mean, you'd think
she LMAO, Vinny, yesterday when you said to V, you're going to fall off your chair to give her a chance to answer the quiz. It made me spit my coffee.
Man, that was a train wreck yesterday. I'm starting to feel bad for V.
It was epic.
Like, she needs to study up.
Regarding
her
Wednesday's discussion,
just hilarious.
On yeah, I mean we're trying to have fun, so I don't think it's a problem. Like, you know,
as just, long as she's okay with it. Excuse me.
Regarding Wednesday's discussion on men's nose size, my husband's nose is huge, but down there, not so much. However, he's got a giant, extra, extra long tongue.
Oh. Well, it sounds like his face got some extra growth hormone. Mm-hmm. It missed out on other places. Well, look, you know, it's the exceptions prove the rule. Is that what they say? Something like that.
510 says, Blair, this...
I don't know what it is.
That sounds right, I guess.
510 says, Blair Witton's boyfriend died in his sleep, but she posted on social media that she killed him. Sounds like she's claiming he was a pedophile. She is crazy.
Oh, boy, this Blair Witch lady is...
Oof. That's from a story earlier in the news.
Yeah,
which
not so.
She was busted for spinning donuts at his funeral and almost running people down who were saying, get out of here.
Yeah, she's out of whack. Clearly. You had a couple winners that break because it was also the lady who was trying to get someone to hire someone to kill her mother-in-law.
And the police are at her door and she's like, I have a Botox appointment. I have to leave. And
I'm
leaves.
Leaving. Arrest me or I'm leaving for my Botox appointment. Have you seen this face? This didn't happen on its own. I gotta go with needle stuck in this. Shots.
I've done the explosive number two bit twice in the same night on the way down to Santa Barbara. It worked for me.
Both
I guess
times.
I got lucky.
Oh, man.
Both times. Damn.
Wow. Usually, and look, I don't ever speed, but the couple times I have, if there's any kind of a situation comes up, I can't afford a second ticket or even a second pullover. In fact, I don't know if my ticker can take it. So honestly, once you've been pulled over, it's like enough for now. I think it's time to get my act together. And clearly letting that person off didn't do one bit of good.
Excellent. I got out of it. Let's go.
Woohoo. Let's go crazy.
Let's go crazy. Well, it worked last time. Let's try it again. Explosive diarrhea. Okay, see you later.
I was swerving all over the place at 11 p.m. trying to open fruit snacks after a long shift. They let me go.
Oh.
The old fruit snack excuse.
It's hard to get these things open. Needed both hands. That's, I swerved. Right.
Try them with my knees.
Yep.
Will you give Ella a birthday shout out? She turns 12 today, and I'm turning her into an S&V fan. Every night I say, Sarah and Vinny said today, and she says, you're BFFs.
Yep.
Aww.
We can be your BFFs too. We needed it. We raise up the next generation of Alice listeners.
Happy Ella, birthday, Ella.
Happy birthday. Ella, Ella, hey, hey, hey. Ella, birthday.
650 says, I don't get it. What does an elephant have to do with solving mysteries?
Nothing.
Exactly.
That's why the show is going to be so good. Uh-huh. Who'd have ever thought that the guy with the elephant is going to look into the town's mysteries and solve them?
Awesome answer, Bryn. Address the elephant in the room. LOL.
Thank you.
That was hilarious. I thought you were going to put a dress on it.
Dress on it.
Oh, elephants never forget.
Sarah, we will be visiting Mill Valley today, and we're going to Playa for margaritas. Want to join us for an early happy hour?
Well, I will say this about Playa. You're going to be wasted when you leave there, and I'm not kidding. I don't know what they put in their drinks, but I can drink two cocktails. And yeah, sure, I'll have a buzz. That's fine. I have been wasted leaving Playa after. I don't even go there anymore. I can't go there because I'm like, I can't trust myself. Their margaritas are too good, and then you drink two of them, and you're like, why am I on the floor?
Sounds like my kind of place.
Why am I on the floor?
What is going on? How come here? Why are you dragging me out of here? Get off me. Leave me alone.
Another texter is in quotes. It's something I said, but go ahead, defend that.
Wah-ha-ha-ha-ha.
Yeah, there's no defending that album you made us sit through. That was terrible.
Oh, yeah, it was terrible. I agree. I can't defend it. I really thought, I was like, yeah, this will be interesting. Nope. Terrible.
925 says, Sarah, Nancy Wilson lives in Mill Valley.
No, she doesn't.
Yes,
oh,
she
Nancy.
Does.
I love Nancy Wilson. Listen, I love Hart. I love him.
It's too late.
Oh, just thought your last album was
You can't backpedal your way out of this one.
Oh, God damn it. You know, I actually do love Hart. I mean, I am on record, long time love for Hart. Old Hart, love Hart, love Hart.
Do you suddenly like her new solo album as well?
I'm so sorry, Nancy. I didn't. It wasn't for me. That's all. Which is a much nicer way of putting it than I did earlier. Oh my God, that's if only someone had told me beforehand that she lived in Mill Valley.
How do you not already know that?
What do you think? I'm the mayor?
Band, Sarah.
Well, why do you think she knows Sammy so well?
Because they're both musicians.
And they both live in Mill Valley.
Turns out that guy lives in Mexico, let's face it. He's never around.
He's around all the time.
No, he's not.
What are you talking about?
He was only around because his kids were going to school here.
Right.
And his kids are out of school now. So he lives in Mexico. If you follow him on Instagram,
and I do,
he's in Mexico.
All right. Well, Mexico is nice.
Yeah. Especially when you got your own rock star pad.
Oh, he's got a nice spread there?
from the glimpses that you catch of it, it does look like it's pretty freaking awesome.
All right. Watermelon seed growing in your tummy is from the show Rugrats. So,
oh
yeah, I watched that show a lot, but I don't remember it. So I just remember at daycare, that's what they would tell me.
You know, I've never watched Rugrats, and watermelon seed in your tummy seems, that seems like a, you know, they don't want you to swallow the seeds. They tell you the things that grow in you. It seems like something grandma
Rugrats
said.
Was definitely on Nickelodeon when I was a kid all the time.
By the way, I'll never be able to find it in the many texts we've gotten, and I'm running out of time, but someone wrote in and said, oh, what if it said something like, Sarah has swallowed every piece of gum she's ever chewed and only poops once a week. Wonder if that is the problem.
Well, considering I don't really chew gum anymore, and I haven't for years, I'm going to say it's not the problem. And I'm also going to say there's no problem. So get off me.
Pooping once a week is a problem.
It's. Listen, I don't want to get into it with you. It's Friday, for God's sake. It's private. Jesus.
She's probably going to go right after the show.
I'm holding it now.
Jesus, she says.
Jesus.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Jesus. Tell him. She's going to go right after the show. Leave her alone.
Yeah.
Leave her alone. I'm going to go to Playa and have some drinks. That'll help.
That's what you should do.
I can't go there anymore. I'm telling you, it's happened like three. I was like, it's me. I must have been on an empty stomach. Two drinks cannot knock a grown woman to her knees. I'm not going to barf in a plant after two drinks. That had to be me. There had to be something else going on. I've been there like three times. I keep trying. The place is great, but I can't go there. I literally cannot go there.
Vinny Ripley is herding Hulk baby. That's what Australian shepherds do. LOL. Work on Ripley now to control the herding. Happy Friday morning show. Love ya. Yeah, something's going on there. There's definitely something going on
struggle.
That we laugh at, but we got to handle it because you got to get off the baby. I'm sorry. Can't be.
She's
on
holding
the baby.
Her down. She's like, this kid's going to get hurt.
Right.
I can't have that.
Uh huh.
In charge of these sheep. Those other ones, they seem okay. This one, though, crazy.
Oh, thank you, 510. Vinny was robbed. That survey is wrong, wrong, wrong.
Hey, I just read you the answers from the BuzzFeed
408
survey.
Says, I love that Vinny got all the answers wrong. Ha, 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 that's from V. Hale, I'm sure.
You didn't get them all wrong. You got two right. You'd have to listen to the 7 a.m. podcast to hear the quiz we're talking about.
It's questionable.
Well, it's a survey, so don't worry about it. You know, it's just something fun to do on a
Friday. Hi, guys. Even the most talented entertainers have awkward, sucky monologues on SNL, so not sure why people are so worried about Elon. No, that's the reason is entertainers have done this kind of thing and they still bomb. Elon's very likely going to wet his pants right in front of everybody.
He's not an entertainer, but we'll find. Maybe he is. Maybe his lifelong dream has been put people on Mars and be an entertainer. And everything's coming to fruition this week for him. We'll see.
Hey, Vinny, please tell me the name of the Honda generator you were talking about the other day. Gracie, you better get them fast because whatever got to America, when they're gone, they're gone. Like, I've talked to people and they're all, the supply chain's over. Like, that stuff's never getting replenished this year. It's the Honda EU7000. They have other generators, so whatever the size you need for your house if you're in, you know, power danger, depending on whether or not you've been turned on and off a million times in the last year. But anyway, that's the one. They're quiet. They work pretty good.
Jane says, meet you at Playa.
I said, just come here.
Just come here. The booze is cheaper.
Oh, you think she'll go to your house?
She's certainly welcome. That would actually be really fun if Jane came over and we'll do the happy hour. We're doing a happy hour. The Sarah and Vinny Facebook page today, around 5. You know, 5:30, around there.
Yeah, all right, everyone. Well, thank you so much for all your texts. That's
job,
all we have
Vinny.
Time all to right. get to. We appreciate it. We'll be back to say goodbye after the
And Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Get out there. Get your Friday and your whole weekend. Enjoy. It's going to be absolutely beautiful. We have had such a fun week this week. Mm-hmm. We had Cinco de Mayo and May the 4th, and today's Friday. I mean, Monday was amazing. All the days.
I especially loved your impression of yourself after having had two drinks at Playa. That was really the I'm on the floor. Why are you dragging me out of here?
Don't you tell me. about anything.
Everybody wants to go to Playa now.
Well, listen, be careful.
Ding ding.
And I'm like one of the Shame. Stories that had a decent outcome. My girlfriends all went there I was like, I'm not going to go to that. They all went. 4 out of the 5 of them barfed that night. One of them in an Uber and got banned from Uber for life.
Oh,
like that place is danger. Danger, Will Robinson. I'm telling you, Playa. they have magic in their drinks. Poison. One
is
of those.
That magic? Okay.
I don't know what it is. And listen, the food is excellent. The drinks are delicious. I like the place. I've tried many times to go back there with no success. I even met the owners one of the nights because I'm all like, hey, look at who are you? Let's have a chat. This should be fun. I mean, really nice people, delicious food. It's packed all the time, and I can tell why, because you only need 2 drinks.
Way to sell it, kid. Good job.
I just, you know, I already pooped on Nancy Wilson, who apparently lives in town, and I love her. Mm-hmm. I played all those songs. I wanted to hear all her songs.
Look, you're not the one that did that crappy recording of Daughter. She did that.
Yeah, that's not Nancy, no. I love her. I'm so bummed out. This is not our meet cute. I wanted
anyway,
to run into her down at the coffee shop. Benny, don't.
It's time to go.
Are dashed.
You guys, sorry. It's been great. Thanks so much for whatever time you were able to give us this week. Please stay tuned. V. Hale, loser, is coming up next.
And don't forget today, around 5 o'clock at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, we're going to do some kind of happy hour. I don't know how happy I'll be because, you know, I did ruin everything with Nancy Wilson. But we'll see if we can pull it together and put out a show for you. Have a great one.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.